All right, so I have to warn you guys because I feel this coming on right now that this side over here, something has been making my two sides cramp up. And whenever that happens, I start feeling like I'm going to pass out because the pain is so much. So if I start writhing in pain, it's no worry. It goes away after about a minute. It keeps happening at work, too. All right, so the last song was talking about I am forgiven, and it's weird that that's what we're going to be talking about today is forgiveness. So before I do that, I want to tell you guys a story that I think that I've told before, but I couldn't really remember, so I'm going to tell it again. A few years ago, I don't remember exactly when or any of that kind of stuff, but I was at Simple Simon's Pizza, and I was eating lunch with a friend of mine, and he starts telling me a story that he's aggravated about. I won't go into the details of said story, but he's telling me this story, and I start feeling this anger coming up inside of me as he's telling me this story, and I'm remembering something very similar to me many, 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 many years ago, like probably 15 years before that. So I start feeling these feelings of anger. I was in seminary at the time. I'm trying to draw in closer to God. God is doing so much work in my life at that time and continues to do so. But I started feeling that anger coming. I'm like, what in the world is this? And then I start remembering, and then all these flashes in my mind start coming of all the ways that I've treated this person throughout all those years, because they're still friends with Amber and friends with me also. I just wasn't acting that way. But these feelings start coming up. Well, I start thinking, man, I need to do something about this. And most of you think, so, you know, you probably gave him a call. Ask anybody at work. I avoid that like the plague. I send text messages or emails or something. So I type up an email. That way my wording is precise. I can read over it and make sure that I'm speaking truthful and that I'm doing everything I need to. And I write this whole email basically saying that I am forgiving them for what they did so many years ago that I'd been holding on to all that time and didn't even realize it until that moment in Simple Simon's whenever somebody else said something that brought it up. And I also asked them for forgiveness for holding this against them for all of these years. Like, it had been a long time, but I still hung on to that until that time. And then, like a day later or 2 days later, I get an email back like, wow. Like, I knew all these years that you had some kind of a issue with me, but I had no idea that it was that way back then. So, yes, absolutely, I'll accept your forgiveness, and I'll forgive you also. So that was like a weight coming off of me at that moment, like something that I didn't even realize was there at the time, but still just letting go of that and moving on helped me out a whole lot. Is it getting too hot in here? Do you need a piece of paper to... Here, I'll turn off the heater. It's set all the way at 68, so I'll move it down a little bit more. So it's like a weight coming off of me whenever that happened. The best analogy that I could think of whenever I was putting this together is think back to like the old mafia movies where whenever they would have a problem with somebody, then they would take them out on a boat and they would put the shackles on their feet and load them up with bricks and drop them to the bottom of the ocean, right? You can't breathe down there, and then so you're down at the bottom of the ocean, you're trying to get loose, and finally you get one of those blocks free and you get a little bit of leverage and you still can't quite get up there, but the more the blocks that you get rid of and you get rid of all of them, you can swim back up to the top and take in air. That's how I felt, that I had just released something and I was able to get up and breathe again, and I didn't even know that something was even there. Like, I thought that I was all good with everybody and everything until that moment. Well, over the last several years, there's been more and more of those types of emails and even texts and phone calls and face-to-face things where I needed to ask for forgiveness and I needed to forgive someone for something. And it's just things that you don't even think about until something happens that brings it. And then I want to get rid of those immediately. So another one of those things is a guy had I was going to sell this truck that had been given to me for some work, and the guy needed it, but he didn't have money. And I said, tell you what, if you can come up with the money to change the title into your name and get it all registered and everything, you can take it. And you just pay me in a week or two or whenever you finish this job that you're going to go do. Well, months pass, and I never hear anything. I never see any money. And whenever I would call or something, it'd be, you know, I got all this stuff going on. And then it turned into, well, that truck had all these different issues on it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, years and years go by. I think nothing of that. Again, I'm good with everybody. And then I see this guy's comments on something on Facebook. And immediately, like, he owes me money. So I didn't want that feeling. I didn't want any of that. So immediately I click on his name. I go and I send him a message and said, hey, man, I just wanted you to know that debt that you had to me years ago, I'm forgiving that debt. You owe me nothing. And I hope that you'll forgive me for holding this grudge against you for all this time. And then he comes back and goes like, wow, I'd totally forgotten about that whole thing. I should pay you. I'm like, you don't owe me anything. Don't even worry about that. Because I needed to get that off my chest and get him forgiven, ask for forgiveness for holding that against him, and all would be well. And there's been several times like that. That something comes up and I want to be rid of these things and not even thinking about them anymore and have that weight gone. So most of you guys that are sitting here this morning, y'all could probably think of someone that you may be holding something up against. You may be wronged someone, or perhaps someone wronged you, and these things are coming into your mind as I'm talking about these things. And everybody's story is different. Like, there's a variety of these different things that have come up just in some weird way, and immediately I want to get rid of those things because it's just it's a relief. So whenever you're sitting there and these things are coming, then start praying about that immediately. Like, just ask God for the next test, because it's hard sometimes to let go of those things. And if you can't think of anything that you have right now, then in your prayer time, just ask God to reveal these things, because that weight is there and you don't even really realize it until something comes up and you need to let go of those things. And you'll just have to like, wow, I didn't know that was in there. So I would encourage you guys to deal with those things and just make them make them right. I believe that it's important, especially forgiveness is going to be an important aspect as we move into our marriage series next week. Yeah. What's coming up? Fishing season? Huh. So Thurman's saying he's going to need some forgiveness. he's gonna go fishing. For the recording, he's gonna go fishing instead of coming to the marriage series. So forgiveness is important in marriage. Because you know, marriage is rooted in love. Forgiveness is rooted in love for the other person. And it's rooted in love for God, right? If we're rooting those things where they need to be, then it's all coming from love. So forgiveness is so important. Especially when we get to talking about marriage soon. So first, I think that we need to work on the definition of what is forgiveness. So I like to pull like two different definitions. The first one I just get from like dictionary.com, and that's what I have here. The dictionary.com says this: forgiveness is the action or process of forgiving or being forgiven. Bless you. So it's an action. It's something that you actually do. You forgive someone. That's what forgiveness is. You're taking action and a process of just giving something away. Like I want to forgive them and do that. It's not a feeling or whatever. It's actually taking action. So a more biblical definition that I got from about.com is this right here. As believers, our relationship with God is restored. But what about our relationship with our fellow human beings? The Bible states that when someone hurts us, we are under an obligation to God to forgive that person. Jesus is very clear on this point from Matthew 6, 14 through 15. He says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will..." This is Jesus' words. "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So you can see why it's kind of important, right? That we need to be forgiving people. Refusing to forgive is actually a sin. Jesus says to do that. So if we receive forgiveness from God, then we have to give it to others who hurt us. We can't hold on to grudges or seek revenge. We're to trust God for His justice to forgive that person that's offended us. And that doesn't mean that we're going to forget about the offense, but it because that's like beyond our power. Like God can forget and say that it's gone for as far as the east is from the west. We tend to have a memory. So in my case. I should wait for the Mary series for this one. I'm going to tell you anyway. I'll just tell it again. So, I'm a forgetful person. If you know me and know me well, I'm very, very, very forgetful. It could be ADD. It could be a variety of things, but I am just forgetful, and I have learned to live with that, and Amber has learned to live with my forgetfulness. People at work have learned to live with my forgetfulness. They don't like it, but they've learned to just live with it. So I'm forgetful. So what happens is I get mad about something with Amber and I, and then I get this grudge built up inside of me, and then like several days later, I still have this grudge, but I don't know why. So I'm just mad about it. So I know I'm supposed to be mad at her, but I can't remember the reason. That happens frequently. And then I go and ask Amber, like, what am I mad about? And she tells me, I'm like, oh, that was so last week or whatever. So we're not going to forget about what someone did, but we can certainly forgive them. Forgiveness means releasing the other person from blame and leaving the event in God's hands and moving on. And it's not always easy to let something go. We actually have a word we use in English, like what I said a minute ago, grudge, whenever we hang on to something and we don't forgive. We want to hang on to that, so we created a word that talks about what that is, and that's a grudge. So the other thing that comes up when we talk about forgiveness is that sometimes, like, you learn to forgive, right? And I've gotten really good at forgiving. That's something that tested me a lot, and I try to be forgiving very quickly as I can. But sometimes it happens, and I hold on to a little bit of a grudge. But it comes up, like, how many times do you have to forgive somebody? If someone is doing something to you and you've forgiven them, and then they come and they do the same thing again, and you forgive them again, it's like, how many times do you have to forgive somebody, right? Do y'all know the answer to this? Yeah. It's funny that you guys should ask that exact question this morning, because the Bible talks about that. You guys aren't the only ones to ever wonder that same thing. How many times do we have to forgive somebody? So Peter, Jesus' disciple, he asked the question, how many times do I actually have to forgive? And it doesn't say, like, what he's talking about. We don't know if, like, his workers on his boat have been not checking the net, so there's holes in it all the time, and they lose fish, which costs him money. We don't know if some little kid is running up and stealing a fish off his table and taking off. We don't know what he's thinking about whenever he's asking, but we've all been in some place where we wonder, like, how many times do I have to put up with this kind of thing? So this is what Jesus says about it. Matthew chapter 18, we're going to start in verse 21. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Seven times seems like a lot, y'all. Like, that's a lot of times to forgive somebody for something. And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. And some translations say seven times seven times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him and owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had in payment to be made. So the servant fell to his knees, imploring him, have patience with me and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. The first servant, he refused and went and put him into prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. So that whole thing, and whenever you think about that, it makes absolute sense that if we have something, God's forgiven, whenever he forgives us, he forgives us for everything in our past, and he forgives us for everything in our future. We're forgiven. When we've trusted Jesus with our life, we are forgiven. That's a huge thing. That covers like everything that we've done. Jesus has forgiven us. And then whenever we start holding something against someone else because they did something to us, if we look back and count up all the things that we've done against God, what they did doesn't add up to a whole lot. So we need to be very, very, very forgiving toward people. Whenever you forgive, again, it feels like those blocks are just released off and some weight is off of you, and you're able to swim. Or another analogy is being able to fly, but you can't do that with all that weight on you. So just like the servant that received forgiveness, and then he runs into the other servant, and he wants to get he wants to get the money out of him, which was far less of a debt, and then he throws him into prison. I imagine his master probably was angry. And I think of my kids, right? What could my kids do that I could think of that? So I think of, what if one of my children were to get into our car and irresponsibly drive it and end up wrecking it, even out on the property? Like, should I tell him myself? So my driveway, or not my driveway, but coming down from Patrick's parents' house, it's a steep hill. So something fun to do, and y'all are not allowed to do this, Katie, Ariel, wherever you are at. When you're coming down that hill, you can get down to the bottom, and if you got an e-brake, slide that thing and spin around. But if you mess up, you stand the chance of running into stuff and even possibly running off into the house. And I still do that sometimes just because it's fun. It's fun to do. So you shouldn't do that. But let's say that one of my kids did come down that hill and they pulled the e-brake to do what Dad did, where he was being irresponsible, and they rammed the car into the side of the house. I'd be pretty upset. But then it's like, okay, I'm forgiving you of that. It's I shouldn't have done that. I set a bad example. I'm forgiving you. And then one of their brother or sister, or in Bud's case, his sister, steps on his tablet or phone or something, and he has a fit, and he punches them or something, or they hit him, or they get angry, and they don't forgive quickly. Then I'm going to be like, I forgave you for wrecking the car into the house. It's going to cost me $1,000. Even with the insurance, it's going to be expensive. And you're mad because they stepped on your phone? You know, so that's kind of like that story right there. Something much bigger, and we hold these little bitty grudges against people for something really small. So if we're quick to receive the forgiveness from God for all the things that we've done, and I'm guessing most, if not all of us, have probably lost count of all the ways that we have been forgiven by God, then we need to be very forgiving of others. But whenever we're thinking about being forgiving of others, like the question in my mind is, okay, like I know how I can forgive someone and how I do that. And sometimes it's via email or text or whatever, because I can word things the way that I want to. I don't get stuck in my words, and I can do that well. But it's like, how? So I want to be honest in my preaching. So whenever I was researching this, like someone said this far better than what I ever could, so I'm going to be pulling from what they said here, and I'm sure I'm going to be adding in my own commentary as I go through this. But whenever we ask the question, how do we forgive? Like, how do we let go of all that stuff to where we can give forgiveness for whatever we've done. So the very first thing is understanding our worth. We're all wounded. We're all inadequate. And on our best days, our self-esteem hovers somewhere between like feeble and fragile. And all it takes is like some kind of disapproval or perceived disapproval to send us staggering. And these attacks bother us because we forget who we really are. We need to go back to that reclaiming our identity with that know who we are in God. So as believers, you and I are forgiven children of God. We've been lovingly adopted into his royal family as his sons and daughters, and our true worth comes from our relationship with him and not from our appearance or our performance or our net worth. Like, God doesn't care how much money we have or property or anything like that. He just wants a relationship with us, and because we have reached out to him, he has made us his children, adopted into his family. So we need to understand our worth to where we can forgive others easily. The next thing is being able to forgive yourself. Maybe there's nobody else here like me, but sometimes I can forgive someone else a whole lot easier than I can forgive myself for making a mistake. Like whenever I write something online and I spell something wrong or send out a text, and I've got a little timer so that I get 10 seconds to read over what I wrote to check for spelling and grammar errors. And if I miss it and then I see one, I get aggravated, y'all. Like, I don't like to send out messages. And it's because I am the grammar Nazi, so I give everyone else a hard time. So whenever I mess up, I have a hard time forgiving myself. And there's a lot deeper things. Like, that's like a big, you know, surface thing. There's a lot deeper things that that can get to me, that I have a hard time forgiving myself for ever getting into whatever that situation was or whatever it is that's bothering me. If I do something wrong to Amber, like, it can really, really, really get to me, and I have a hard time forgiving myself. So this says, whenever we remember that truth of our worth to God, then criticism bounces off like BBs ricocheting off a rhino. Have any of y'all ever shot a BB gun in a rhino? Cheeto has. What was that like? Did they bounce off? So they bounced off. So the trouble is that we forget. So we seek other people's approvals, and whenever they reject us, instead of that, then it hurts. So by taking our eyes off God and his acceptance and putting them on the conditional acceptance of our boss, our spouse, or our friend, we set up ourselves to be hurt because we forget that people are incapable of unconditional love like what Jesus offers. We need to be able to forgive ourselves as much as we need to be able to forgive someone else. So we need to understand others also. Even when other people's criticism of us is valid, sometimes it's still hard to take. It reminds us that we've failed in some way and we didn't measure up to their expectations. And often they remind us of that because tact is low on their priority list. So sometimes our critics have ulterior motives. And an old proverb from India, and I love this whenever I read this whole thing, was an old proverb from India goes, "Some men try to be tall by cutting the heads off of others." I'm always usually taller than everybody, so I've never had to really think about something like that. But they try to make themselves bigger by tearing into someone else or doing something. So they try to make themselves feel better by making others feel bad. You've probably had the experience of being put down by a nasty remark. Anybody? Whenever that happens, it's easy to forget that others are broken people just like us. So Jesus understood the brokenness of human condition. No one knows the human heart like he did. He was able to forgive tax collectors. He forgave prostitutes. He forgave his best friend Peter, who betrayed him three times before morning. And he was still able to forgive Peter for what he had done. And even on the cross, and this right here is something that really struck out with me on this, is even on the cross, whenever you think about Jesus up there on the cross, he's got the nails in his feet and hands. He's having a hard time breathing because he's been up there for hours, right? He's near death, hanging on that cross. And he did it for you and I. Like, that's why he's up there. And he's hanging there. And instead of being bitter and angry at the people that were putting him up on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They didn't know that that was the Son of God that they were putting up there on the cross, or they never would have even considered doing something like that. And he's still up there saying, Father, forgive them. If Jesus can do that, it shouldn't be too hard for us to be able to let go of the things that we have going on and offer forgiveness to someone else, or offer it to ourselves. So that's something that that I thought of a lot. And it says that he knows that humans are weak. For us, though, it usually doesn't help to know that those who have hurt us are weak. All we know is that we've been injured and that we can't seem to get over it. And Jesus' command at the Lord's Prayer seems too hard to obey. In the Lord's Prayer, he says, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. That's why as soon as one of those things comes up in my mind, I immediately want to give forgiveness and get forgiveness, because I don't want to have those things there, because I want God to forgive me the way that I'm being forgiving. If I'm holding on to things, I don't want God to forgive me that way. I want God to forgive me for everything. So the last thing is understanding the Trinity's role. Trinity is a complicated thing, so I'm not going to dig too deep into that. I'm just going to read what they have here. But whenever we've been hurt, our instinct is to hurt back. We want to make the other person pay for what they did. But exacting revenge steps over the line into God's territory. As Paul warned, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. If we can't take revenge, then we need to forgive. God commands that. But how can we let it go whenever we've been unjustly hurt? The answer lies in the understanding of the Trinity's role in forgiveness. Christ's role was to die for our sins. God the Father's role was to accept Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf and forgive us. And today, the Holy Spirit's role is to enable us to do those things in the Christian life that we can't do on our own, namely forgive others because God has forgiven us. So refusing to forgive leaves an open wound in our soul that festers into bitterness, resentment, and depression. And for our own good and the good of the person who's hurt us, we simply must forgive. Just as we trust God for our salvation, we have to trust Him to make the things right whenever we forgive somebody else. He will heal our wounds so that we can move on. And it is like a festering wound. And that's why as soon as something comes up, that anger comes in there, because it's an open wound and you don't even realize there until a little bit of salt gets poured on it, and it's like, and you feel that. So that's very, very important. In his book, Landmines in the Path of the Believer, Charles Stanley, who's a pastor out in Virginia, I think, I read a lot of his son, Andy Stanley's books. So we are to forgive so that we may enjoy God's goodness without feeling the weight of anger burning deep within our hearts, sometimes so deep that we don't even know it's there. Forgiveness does not mean we recant the fact that what happened to us was wrong. Instead, we roll our burdens onto the Lord and allow Him to carry them for us. Rolling our burdens onto the Lord, that's the secret of Christian life and how to forgive. Trusting God, depending on Him instead of ourselves. It's a hard thing, but not a complicated thing. It's the only way that we can truly, truly forgive. Now, I got some quotes about forgiveness that I want to end with today that I thought were really, really, really good. So C.S. Lewis said, to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. It's true. Rita Mae Brown said, one of the keys to happiness is a bad memory. I already talked about that. That's pretty convenient sometimes. C.R. Strayhorn says, forgiveness has nothing to do with absolving a criminal of his crime. It has everything to do with relieving oneself of the burden of being a victim, letting go of the pain and transforming oneself from victim to survivor. And the last one is from Pastor Rick Warren. Rick Warren says, forgiveness must be immediate. Whether or not the person asked for it, trust must be rebuilt over time. Trust requires a track record. So whenever some people have hurt me, I can forgive easily, but it does take time to be able to trust again whenever someone has hurt us in some way. I can think of examples of that also. So it takes time, but we need to immediately be able to forgive someone so that we don't have that burden. Turn it over to God. Let them know that you are forgiving them, and ask for forgiveness if you've held a grudge or done something to hold against them, and it will make you feel better. It'll make you feel better in your spirit to just be able to let that stuff go. So as I pray today, I'm going to take a little bit of time for some silence, because I want you to pray and ask God, like, show me, God, where I have some area where I need to be able to forgive, or where I need to ask for forgiveness, so that you can get rid of that weight today and let that be just loose. Break those chains so that they're not there anymore. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today just thankful for your amazing forgiveness, for your grace and your mercy, that we could be the kind of people that we are, that we could make all the mistakes that we make throughout our lifetimes. God, that we know we're a mess. We know that we're not without sin. And we thank you that you're able to look down on us because of your Son, Jesus Christ, because of what he did on the cross, that you can look at us and you can immediately forgive us. But God, you also know that we're human and that we have a hard time sometimes forgiving people. So we need your help. God, we need your help to forgive other people. And we need your help to forgive ourselves. God, we need you so bad in this area. God, we can see in Scripture that it's important to you too. That while you've forgiven us the way that you have, your expectation is for us to forgive others. God, help us to be exactly who you would have us to be a witness and be examples to those around us for how to live out life in a way that's pleasing to you. God, help us to represent your kingdom in a way that is pleasing to you. God, for the next minute, we just want to ask for you to show us an area in our life where we need your help, where we need to see that we need to forgive someone, or that we need to ask someone for forgiveness where we've wronged them. So God, speak to us. Sometimes the things that you point out is difficult. We don't want to let go, but we need your help. We want to let go so badly. We want to let go of that weight. We want to give that over to Jesus. He tells us to give our burdens to him. He can carry it. God, you're such an amazing Father. So amazing. Your love for us is amazing, and we want to learn to love like you do. God, if we love people the way that you love them, it would be so easy to forgive. God, as we leave your house today, can use the Holy Spirit to just speak to our hearts. Speak to those deep-rooted areas that we need help in, the things that are hidden from us, God, that we've forgotten about. Point those out so that we can release those to you, that we can get rid of them. God, we love you. We want to honor you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.